Got any ideas that will work to help your favorite teams? Let them know about it by calling 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
The Met Messiah, Loogie.
Loogie.
Dog.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Loogie is the future of the station.
It's the Loogower.
All right, let's go. Tommy Loogower. Loogie. Pete Alonso is a Met until he's no longer a Met. 888-8-1-0-1-9. As the Pete Alonso free agency saga continues, there were multiple reports today, one from Tim Healy, one from Andy Martino, that talks between Pete Alonso and the Blue Jays are progressing. There is not a deal done, but they are advancing. And then just a few minutes ago, there were reports out of Toronto saying that they're not really progressing the way they are being reported at the time. So, bottom line is this. I believe Pete Alonso will ultimately end up with the Mets. I felt that way all along. Now, it will be on a short-term deal. They have their eyes, they being David Stearns and Steve Cohen, on Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I think that's their ultimate plan at first base. And this is just a public negotiation that we are all a part of. Reporters, fans, sports talk radio hosts, we are all witnessing the Mets trying to humble publicly Scott Boras. This deal, on a short-term basis, makes sense for both parties. It makes sense for Pete Alonso to stay with the Mets. He is comfortable here. He is comfortable with the market. He is comfortable with the stadium. He is comfortable in this position. Pete Alonso, plus the lineup, is very, very good. He gets to play with Juan Soto. He gets to play with Lindor. He gets to play with Vientos, et cetera, et cetera. So on a short-term basis, with an opt-out, this situation benefits Pete Alonso. And if you're the Mets, Pete Alonso, first base, 30 to 40 homers, that benefits them. Because now, if you lose Pete, you slide Vientos to first base, you sell your fan base on a Beatty, Acuna, all good, but there will be a lot of fans that say, well, how are you replacing all of those home runs? And the idea that you're replacing it with Juan Soto, yes and no. So, of course, statistically, Juan Soto will give you better numbers than a Pete Alonso. But then you're replacing Alonso with Vientos, who is getting Vientos's. So it's the domino effect of Soto replaces Alonso, then Vientos replaces Alonso as well, who replaces Vientos. You see what I'm trying to get at here? That you still have to replace Pete Alonso literally and figuratively as far as the power numbers at first base. So ultimately, I believe Pete Alonso will remain with the Mets. I think we are all witnessing what has now become, the waters have become even muddier, and every time you see a report, it's advancing, or maybe not advancing at the pace that some are reporting. Bottom line is this. It works for both parties. I've ultimately felt all along that Pete Alonso will remain with this baseball team because it just makes too much sense for the Mets, and it just makes too much sense for Pete Alonso. So I think that we will find out probably in the next, I think they will drag it out longer than a lot of us probably prefer, because we're dealing with Scott Boras, we're dealing with Pete Alonso, and Scott Boras, I think, will be stubborn to the final. And again, you have to always consider what's going on here. Scott Boras, we know, has a direct route to the media. So when you hear reports, it could be Scott Boras feeding them that to try to get the Mets to give in more to what the demands are of Scott Boras and Pete Alonso. And for Pete, he bet on himself. He lost. It has become a tough spot if you're Pete Alonso, because he will be viewed, in my opinion, by some as the bad guy in this situation. And I don't think that's the case. I just think this is a guy that maybe got bad advice firing the agent, hiring Scott Boras. He bet on himself. He thought he would put up big-time numbers, and the Mets would give in to the demands of a Scott Boras and what Pete Alonso wants. And I can't fault Pete for wanting a long-term contract. I can't fault him for wanting a lot of money. Who wouldn't in that situation of any walk of life, baseball player, whatever the case may be? So I don't blame him for that. He bet on himself, but he lost. And now he's in a situation here where they've come back to the Mets with an offer. The Mets maybe didn't take that offer. And Pete, if he does leave, I get the feeling will be vilified both in the media and also by a lot of the fans where this guy couldn't come to terms. I thought he wanted to be a Met. Was he lying to us all along? What's the deal here? If he wanted to be a Met, he said it publicly. He said it several times that he loves being a Met, that he wants to be here, and he ultimately didn't end up staying here. And I think that if it happens, and I don't think it will, I think Pete Alonso, when it's all said and done, when the dust settles and the dust clears, Pete Alonso will be playing first base for the Mets this season and for the next couple of years. He's not going to be a lifelong Met. I told you that at least a couple of weeks ago. That is definitely not happening. If he signs, it's going to be for a one-year deal, two-year deal, three-year deal, with opt-out, something like that. It's on a short-term basis. He's not going to be a lifelong Met. He's not going to hit 500 home runs for the Mets. That dream is over. That's not going to happen. But the dream of Pete Alonso being here and helping this team in the short term, and he does help them. They are a, look, you have to, if Pete Alonso does sign with the Blue Jays, I'm just telling you this right now, I will be upset, I will be angry, but I will give you the options going forward. Because to me, and this is a lot with the positive Tommy stuff, you have to pivot. You can't sit here and cry over spilled milk forever. And if Stearns and Cohen, if it was out of spite, that would bother me a little bit more. Like, meaning, if they don't sign Alonso out of spite towards Scott Boras, that will bother me. If they truly believe, and I would disagree with them, but if they truly believe Pete Alonso no way helps their baseball team in the short term, then you have to start looking at, all right, what are the other options? Beatty, Acuna, Mauricio, where are they going to go at third base? Because I assume the move would be Vientos at first base. Maybe even Soto at first base of the future. Kyle Tucker's a free agent. Vlad, you have to start thinking about that. You have to start thinking about building your team to the best way possible, winning championships. And as much as we would love to have Pete Alonso here and be a part of it, if he does end up leaving, you have to start thinking about the plans of this year, meaning short term and also long term. But that is a story for another day, unless this breaks in the next couple minutes. And I am refreshing Twitter as I talk to you guys, because if it does break here, we will have it for you on WFAN. And it breaks in the next couple hours. Keith McPherson's coming your way next. 888-808-1019. But I ultimately believe Pete Alonso will be a Met, especially when I start seeing reports out of Toronto that sort of contradict the reports we've seen. I'm not saying anybody's wrong. I'm not saying anybody's getting bad information. But what I am saying is, if you're around my age, even if you're not around my age, if you are in the Facebook era, right? Facebook, Facebook started when I was, maybe like a freshman in college. Facebook used to be cool. You know why it used to be cool? Because when it started, it was just kids that were in college. And then it kind of progressed to just young people. And then you all know what happened. Your mom got on Facebook. Your aunt got on Facebook. And then it became uncool. Because now I'm going out and partying. I'm posting pictures. And I got my mom and my aunts commenting on this. And I said, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I don't want them seeing this stuff. Anyway, point is, and you know you've all been there. They used to have and they may still have this, relationship status on Facebook. Remember that one? Single, married, engaged. And then there was another one. Complicated. That's what this situation is. It's very, very, very complicated. And it's its own movie. Maybe it'll be in Hallmark. It's a movie. It's a book. This whole saga, because it starts a couple years ago with Alonso turning down a 7-year offer. Now, that was a different regime. I'm sure Pete, if you gave him truth serum right now, would say, I wish I took that offer, because he's not getting 7 years from anybody. Not the Mets, not the Blue Jays, not the Angels, not the Cubs. He's not getting 7 years. He could have been a Met for the next, whatever, if that was a couple years ago, 5 years. He could have been that. That ultimately now will not happen. This goes all into the betting on himself, firing the agent. Alonso has made a lot of mistakes here. The Mets are also making mistakes too if they don't bring him back, especially if it's out of spite towards Scott Boras. You want to publicly humble Boras. You want to ultimately make Boras and Alonso give in to your demands, and you want to not only get the W but spike the football. Have at it. Because all I and Met fans care about is Alonso being on the team. We don't care how we get there. We just care about getting there. So if this is their big power play, fine. But if they lose him out of spite, That one will annoy me because that's not really the way you should run your baseball team based on spite. Does Pete Alonso give you a better chance to win this year? The answer is yes. Is Pete Alonso good for this baseball team over the next couple of years? The answer is yes. Can you still sign Vlad in the offseason if Alonso's here? Yes. Can you still develop all your young players if Alonso is here? Yes. So what is the negative and what is the reasoning to not sign him in a short-term deal? There isn't one. Unless you want to go to the thing there where he's not popular in the clubhouse, which we don't have any tangible evidence that that is the case. And not everybody's well. Like, I've talked about this with Pete. Pete, to me, is just like that. He's just weird and quirky. That's it. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the vibe I get off the guy. So I don't think he necessarily has an issue with anybody in the clubhouse. Not everybody's friends. We know that. If any workplace or any team, not everybody's going to be buddy-buddy, but I don't think that's what's going on here. I do think Soto and guys like Lindor have say on personnel. Of course they do, because they are signed long-term. They're making a lot of money. They have a lot of power. That's not the vibe I'm getting here, that's a situation. I think this is more about the Mets versus Boris than it is anything else concerning Pete's personality and how he is received in the locker room. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Kevin in Queens. What's up, Kev? What's happening?
What's up, Luigi? I just have a quick question. Hopefully, he signs, you said, you know, short-term deal. Like, that's, like, probably, like, what, like, 2-3 years, like, you know, with opt-outs. What do you think Pete's, like, trajectory after that is? Like, you know, like, what do you think he's going to do? What do you think is going to happen to him?
All right, I appreciate the call, bro. Look, I think if he signs the 2 or 3 year deal, which is all he's getting anywhere, whether it be here, whether it be Toronto, whether it be Anaheim, nobody is giving Pete Alonso a 7 year deal because they would have done it already. Think about where we're at. We're at the end of January. A lot of, if not the overwhelming majority of the big time free agents, which I believe Pete Alonso is, have signed. The market that Pete Alonso and Scott Boras set is not what other teams felt like it should be. Meaning nobody wanted to give him 7 or 8 years. Now you sign a 3 year deal with a 2 year opt out. Let's say Pete Alonso gets back, because I think Pete Alonso pressed last year. I do. I think Pete Alonso, believe it or not, relaxed more in October than he did throughout the regular season. Pete Alonso's stats with runners in scoring position during the regular season last year were hideous. If they were even halfway decent, we would have saw a typical Pete Alonso year. That's why people think he's declining. I don't. His defense has gotten better year in and year out, and his offensive numbers would have been there last year if he hit with runners in scoring position. Why didn't he hit with runners in scoring position? I think he was pressing. I think he knew he fired his agent. He hired Scott Boras. He was playing for that contract, and it got in his head, and he pressed. And the numbers, especially with runners in scoring position, where you're going to get paid if you're Pete Alonso, driving in runs, hitting homers, that's where he got tighter as a player, and his numbers suffered. And based off that, and his age, and his position, teams around baseball were just not willing to give him 7 years for big money, or 6 years or 5 years for big money. He's not getting that. He would have gotten it already. So I think he goes, you know, a couple years opt out, and I think he signs another contract like that, another 2 or 3 years. Which is, there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. If he plays for the Mets for 2 or 3 years, puts up big numbers, and then he signs with the Angels and plays out the rest of his career in California, what's wrong with that? I like to see him be a lifelong Met, but I know that that's not happening. That is absolutely not happening. Stearns and Steve Cohen, by the way, this is David Stearns' team that he's running, but if Steve Cohen wanted Pete Alonso for what Pete Alonso wanted, if that makes sense, the 7 years, whatever, then he'd be signed already. We know that. So obviously Steve is allowing David Stearns to run these negotiations. He's not stepping in. I think Steve Cohen would have stepped in if he said, you know what, David, we're playing a dangerous game here. Let's step in. Let's keep Alonso. Now, I think Steve Cohen probably wants Pete here, I'm sure, because I just don't see how they think it's going to be a better baseball team without Pete Alonso for the short term. Because now you're asking Beatty, Mauricio, Acuna, they got to step in at third base, and they got to put up big-time numbers. They do. You can't be uncertain at third base. Soto is not enough to then say, oh, well, our third baseman's doing nothing offensively. Especially, and I think they will have success with the Island of Misfit Toys starting rotation like they did last year, but I believe the Mets, much like the Knicks, are copying the Celtics as far as the way they play on offense and hit a lot of threes and the moves they make in the offseason. I think the Mets are copying a little bit of what the Dodgers are doing, where, and I understand the Dodgers have a lot of good starting pitching, but the Dodgers won a World Series with not the greatest of rotations, a strong bullpen, and a big-time offense. And I think that's the way the Mets are building their team right now. Well, if you're doing that, then Pete Alonso and his offensive numbers, especially in a Pete Alonso, I think will be more relaxed when he gets this deal. They are not a better offense without him. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. JC is in Lindenhurst. What's up, JC?
Hey, Tommy. Thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it, dude. What's up?
Hey, listen. I got two things. First, with next season coming up, Vlad, you know, being the big name that is kind of out there right now, do you think it helps the Mets any that we have his younger brother already in the organization?
I don't think it could hurt there, JC. I would say that when it comes to a situation like this, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and Evan is one of these people that are convinced that, hey, you know, he may or may not sign, or he might sign in the offseason, and he might not want to leave Toronto. We'll see what ends up happening. But ultimately, we know this. If he thinks it's the best chance to win, and they offer him a lot of money, and they're building a dynasty, then Vladdy will sign. And I know a lot of people want to hear about next year. You want to hear about this year. But you have to also think about next year as well. And if you're David Sturges and Steve Cohen, you think about this year and next year. That's your job. It's not just if they are fans, but if they ran it like fans, they would try to win this year and they wouldn't think about next year, right? It would be like us owning our fantasy teams. We're only thinking about this year. They're thinking about this year and the next couple of years. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Brian is in Long Island. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, Tommy? Thanks for taking the call. I want to make a point and then hang up and listen. The clubhouse, integral part of what goes on. We see them play for 2 to 3 hours a night. They're together for 7, 8, 9. What we're not realizing here is they don't want him back. The clubhouse is a problem. They don't want him back. Front office is going to say at the end of this, we tried, we tried, we tried. We make the fans happy, but they...
Yeah, Brian, we cut you off there. I'm sorry you couldn't finish your point. I understand what you're saying as far as maybe he's not well-liked in the clubhouse, but I still think it's just because he's a little bit weird and quirky. I don't think this is a situation where the players are saying we don't want Pete Alonso back. I think this is a Stearns Cohen trying to publicly, frankly, humiliate Scott Boras, humble him, and ultimately get a deal done where Pete Alonso stays with the Mets. It makes sense for him, and it makes sense for the Mets. All right, that'll do it for me. Keith McPherson comes your way next. My thanks to Alex Azarm on the other side of the glass. Evan and Tiki, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and then I will have you tomorrow with the Lugauer at 6:30. Enjoy your night. We'll talk then. Later.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.